There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
You're the greatest cry in English language of help. Simply, help. Help. Word of God, I perish. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I have no help outside of you. Be merciful to me. And he looks, wiping the filth off his face and out of his eyes, and here comes his father. Now, you can go to read 2 Corinthians chapter 7 if you don't believe this. But he came to that place. He said, oh, what fear. And I always think of Ruth when Naomi tells her to go in there and lay down at his feet. Wash yourself, anoint yourself, get ready for it. And go in there and lay down at Boaz's feet and cover yourself. Mark him. Know where he is. And I always pictured that little timid girl going in there silently in the dark hour to where Boaz lay. She's clean. She's anointed, and she slowly slides in at the feet of her kinsman redeemer, and he covers her. And I can see that son, that same condition. Will he accept me? Will he not accept me? Will he curse me? And the father falls on him, literally to bear his weight upon his son, and he weeps, and he kisses him. And this is what he said. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Why the best robe? He's been saving it, that's why. I've talked about it here. I've said it before. I know I preached this at Anchor a couple of years ago, but listen, it's never come out the same way twice. Old Lance Carpenter wrote that precious song. He speaks to that father, seeing that son a great way off, and running and falling upon his neck. And in that song, he says, son, come. And he writes the chorus like this, we've been setting your place at the table. And it was the first time I heard Brother Lance sing that song. Now I remembered back when I came into the king's house, and I was perishing with hunger. And I was fain filling my belly with the husks that the hogs did eat. And I came up to that table like old Mephibosheth did. And I was crippled in my feet. But I slid up in that table, and there in front of me was a plate set for me. The bread of life. He'd been set in my place all along. That old boy come back to his father's house. That robe was ready for him. It was his. I believe that father had that robe hanging there. Said, one day when my son returns, I'll adorn him with the best I have. I'll give him the best I got. I'll do everything I can for him. He's my son. He's my seed. I love my son. If he would just return to me. He put it on him, put a ring on his hand, his shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. Why? For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now, I know I'm smart enough. I read people pretty well, believe it or not. Some folks don't like that. Rejoicing, that shout. all the hoopla. If you'd find that fatted calf, we'd get real married over YouTube, just like you know.
Amen.
I don't always shout for me. I look across this building, look at the faces of people I've labored over and prayed over. Watch their mamas weep over, watch their daddies weep over them. Watch the altars filled with parents begging God for their children. Some of you I've known going on 12, 13 years, pray for you. And to watch you wearing that robe and that ring.
Oh, amen.
And to see those shoes on your feet. I rejoice for you.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. How could you not?
I'll tell you how you could not, Stephen, answer that question, because you got a cold, dead heart.
Oh.
And it doesn't faze you one bit. Because you're so cold and dead on God, it doesn't faze you that somebody gets saved. It doesn't faze you that God returns that prodigal home. It doesn't faze you that God grants mercy and God grants repentance. And that sinner's been converted. That person's not on their way to hell. They're walking in Jesus Christ. I am his and he is mine. Christ liveth in me. It is well with my soul. Amen and amen. I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all of my sins. And you're so cold and so dead on God that it bothers you when people get excited about God. I'm glad you asked. Any other questions? I don't think they ought to act like that. Well, go down to St. Mary's. They don't act like that down there. You'll enjoy that. Amen. Get a little close to the incense pot.
Right.
Free wine. Free bread. That you want? Might be some of you could just get a little bit happy for somebody.
Sure.
You can't get happy about what God's done for you. Get happy about what God did for somebody else. I'm still pretty happy about what God's done for me, to be honest with you.
Amen.
It's been 27 and a half years. We pushed 28 years. Listen, I haven't fallen by the wayside yet, and I rejoice over that. I thank God for that. Amen. Pressing on in Christ. Hey, there's a time my feet and I will slip. I was almost gone, Pastor Hay. Listen, I was distant and cold and indifferent like a lot of folks in here. And God pulled me back from that, brought me off a slippery slope, restored me again, led me in Christ, renewed me in the Spirit, filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
He ought not do that. Okay, I act like you.
Oh, that's nice.
Probably get twice the meetings I get. We sure appreciate it. Refined evangelist. You take us to the bank. And I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being proudful. I'm not being cocky. There's about 30 people under the umbrella of our ministry got saved in the last 3 years.
Amen. Amen.
Then here's the rest of you. Now, his elder son was in the field.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Right. Keep speaking.
I didn't get a robe.
I did. I got one.
Sister Chelsea sent that email the other day. I hope y'all didn't get it. I hope it was just for us.
Sorry.
Sammy out. Don't get too excited now. That was you. For the joy that was set before him, that was you. It brought joy to Jesus Christ. It filled his heart with joy to see you come to repentance, to see you submit to him, to see you washed and cleansed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It brought the Son of God great joy.
Amen. Amen.
How do they go out to act like that in church? They go home and yell at their wife.
Right.
Go down to the football game and yell at the players.
Yeah.
Amen and amen all that.
Right.
Go down and listen to rock music in the church. It's too loud.
Oh.
You better check up if you can't get excited about somebody getting saved.
Hallelujah.
You got chapter and verse for that? The work of righteousness shall be peace.
Right.
The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. But that's not on your lips, that's in your soul.
That's it.
You see, outwardly I'm kind of loud, but inwardly,
just calm. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
The peace of God that passeth all understanding. You know, Paul said about that, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Had a man reprove me quite a few years back. He said, when Jesus rejoiced in his spirit, that was an inward rejoicing. And listen, he was senior to me. He was elder to me. I wasn't going to mock him. But I'm telling you, inside of me, I was going, whoa, hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to act like me. I reckon the prodigal did. You see, I was out there in sin. I was out there living my life, riotous living, destroying my soul. And God in his mercy brought me to himself. Okay, I want you to listen to me. Some of you seeking, I know you're seeking. I want you to listen real clear. When that prodigal took that first step, I believe the Father saw me.
Oh, good. That's good.
Amen.
You say, can you prove that? Oh, yeah. So the Word of God said to this, come, all you that labor and are heavy laden. How you heavy laden? In the hall of pain.
Right.
What's your labor? You're laboring to fill your belly with husks and it's accomplishing nothing.
Right.
He said, come. He said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
He said, well, how'd the father go? Well, he ran to it. He said, my boy looks late. My boy looks tired. My boy looks heavy laden. He fell on him, kissed him, brought him into his house, adorned him. One shower, one shave, one meal later, you couldn't separate him from the other son. Well, he's only been saved one day.
Hey.
Hey. You know, if you just got saved yesterday, just take your penny and enjoy it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Right.
If you've been saved 65 years, take your penny and enjoy
yes.
it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you about this other son. He was in the field, he came to do night of the house, and just to let this bother you, heard music and dancing.
Woo!
I know it's not good. If it was good, I wouldn't be preaching. I wasn't dancing anyway. I'm from Appalachia. It's clogging. I wouldn't do that in church. You can save your life.
Right.
Walk with God, you might.
Right.
If you don't want to do it at church, do it in your kitchen. I'm
sure.
Care.
Sure.
Won't you just be honest with God?
That's it.
You heard that music is dancing. He called one of his servants and asked for these things, men. He said to him, thy brother has come, thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. He was angry. Would not go in. There came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. For as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again.
Amen.
He was lost. But you know what happened? The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Can I say this? He's a real good seeker.
Yep.
And he found him. And he drew him. And he saved him. You say, well, I think the prodigal's a backslider. I don't care if he's a backslider. I don't care if he's a lost man. I don't care how you illustrate it. He was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. Kill the fatted calf. Play the music. Put on the robe. Get him a ring. Rejoice with us.
Amen.
For that sinner has been found.
Amen.
I want to be real clear. Lord laid this on me Tuesday. I said, Lord, how about tonight? He said, no. Lord laid this on me Wednesday. It wasn't a choice. Lord laid this on me last night. I said, Lord, tonight? He said, no. All afternoon, I've been thinking about that man down that hall. Man. I said, Lord, how about tonight? He said, have Pastor Haynes sing one more song. Then we sang two. Bob says go the extra mile, does it not? And the Lord let me preach the prodigal tonight.
Amen.
Now, you may not think it's providential, but if one of you would come home tonight,
oh, amen.
We'll rejoice with you.
Amen. Amen. That's amen.
He gets saved tonight. Pastor Haynes going to run.
Amen.
Trying to help you out, brother. But is God drawing? Listen, I'm not talking about a proverbial altar call and stone. Will you take that step?
Come on, Mike.
You done with yourself? Tired of pretending? Got this good life? Without God, it's no good.
Wouldn't hurt at all to go to that altar.
Didn't hurt a thing. Heard too many over the years, they took that first step and God took the second one with them. Heard many testimonies. John Garton, he didn't even take a step. He just took one big old monkey-legged move and knelt right there.
Right here.
We're up here singing.
About 2 hours.
And I watched him get up with joy on his face.
Amen.
Timothy was sitting right there.
Yep.
And I remember he stood up and just, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe. I was in my car. Pastor Aspis is at work. I've heard other stories. Kyle, you in your room, correct? The house. I've heard others in their room. Could be the altar. Could be in the pew. It could be in that first step. Glory be to God.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com, and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption calleth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed.